Nothing else worth reading.
But, you know, I'll send them.
The Olympics?
My brother and I.
So, yeah.
Oh, my God. Where did he go?
He ordered it. That's right, dog.
These guys, worry every day they go to work.
Do you know what the American dollar was when you step foot over? They used to walk your money for euros.
So they worry every
day. $2 to 1 euro. Who can afford that?
Okay. Are we all ready? I'd like to call to order the regular session of the Berlin Mayor and Council for Monday, August 13th, 2012. And I'd like to invite everyone to join the Mayor and Council in reciting the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
As we usually do, we're going to start off with the first item is the approval of the regular session minutes of the Mayor and Council meeting of July 30th.
The only thing I saw was second page, paragraph 4 and 5. We really should put at the end, just like the other ones, that Councilmember Brunell recusing himself and Councilman Brittingham's absent. It kind of looks like he showed up.
Okay, now it does say in 4 and 5, it does the very last few words. Now, but so what you want to...
But see where it says...
And Councilmember Brittingham.
Brittingham absent.
Yes, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
On 4th and 5th.
He was absent. Now he's here.
I would like to request that the font for the minutes be enlarged.
Yes. This is the smallest I've ever seen them.
This must be a 10, isn't it?
I think smaller than that.
I think it's an 8. Or else provide a magnifying glass.
That's it.
I better change.
But this is relatively a little bit too small for
me. She didn't want waste paper.
Yeah. Yeah. That's better just a pressing a button, right? Good. I think that's an excellent suggestion. Okay. Is any others
as amended? Corrected and suggested.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Lynch to approve the regular session minutes as corrected. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Let the record show the council minutes were approved by 5-0 vote and all council members are present. Next, we have several special event requests, and the first one is second item on the agenda. It's for a church service in Henry Park on September 23rd by the God's Leading Church Transformation Ministry. Is someone here to represent the ministry? Would you come right up and just introduce yourself and let everybody know? I know a lot of people already know you, but that way it's for the record and also for the press and public. Yeah, help yourself.
Your partner not going to come with you.
Come on.
You need some support.
Nobody's going to bite you, and I believe it. It's fine. Thank you for coming. And just if you'll tell us a little bit about your event and what you have in mind and everything, we appreciate it.
I attend God's Leading Church Transformation Ministry, where my pastor is Pastor Lana Brunell, and we're trying to have a regular church service on this September 23rd at Henry Park.
Right now, but I do need for you to introduce yourselves.
Oh, my name is Teresa Ayers.
Okay, and you live where?
And I live in Snowden, Maryland.
Okay.
My name is Antoinette Hutz, and I live here in Berlin.
Okay, thank you. So, let's see, from the application, this is basically a day-long event?
Mm-hmm, it's just a regular church service.
Okay. And does anyone have any questions for either Teresa or again?
Antoinette,
thank you.
How about music? Is there going to be any music?
No.
None?
Just the praise and worship team singing, that's it.
Oh, okay.
But it's not going to be amplified?
Mm-hmm.
Will it be amplified?
It'll be down. You know, it's not going to be like real loud.
Not going to be real loud, but it will be amplified.
Yeah, because they're
going
to have a keyboard.
Oh. I move to approve this request.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Burrell to approve the request for a church service at Henry Park by God's Leading Church Transformation Ministry on September 23rd from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And we thank you very much for coming to see us, and hope you have good weather and as well as a nice service.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Our next request is for performance of Romeo and Juliet at the intersection of Pitts and Main Street on September 14th from 6:30 in the evening to 8, and someone here, Michael, you're going to make the presentation?
That's a second Friday event, and it's the Brown Box Theater from Boston, Massachusetts. We'll be in the area doing several performances of Romeo and Juliet. It's not costing us anything. What we're asking for is pits from the alley to Main Street to be closed around 4 o'clock so they can set up, and then Main Street to be closed at 6:30 after the bank closes. Until about 8 o'clock for the performance.
Now, will there be seating?
We're going to ask for lawn chairs, people to bring lawn chairs. No other services required.
Okay. And so you need to, definitely need to get that out somehow. So
people. Oh, yeah, we'll be doing that through the schools. We've been waiting for the schools to get back open and in session before we start.
And how did you find out about the Brown Box?
They were in the area over in Ocean City last year, and Kyler Tolston is a local family local here. And,
this is Jay Tolston's son, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we just said, you know, it'd be great to have it in Berlin, and they have been reaching out to other communities. I think they're going to be in Snow Hill and Salisbury doing this performance at several locations while they're in the area. I think they're here for, I think, maybe 2 weeks, but they'll be doing it at the beach again.
And that they'll have adequate time to set up their stage area and all that?
Yeah, they bring everything home. What they're going to do is provide, I said, no services. Electric, right at that one pole.
Okay.
And that's it.
Yeah, which is already built for it.
They bring all their staging, all their backdrop, everything else. We just need barricades for the event, and we're going to promote it through the school systems.
Great.
You don't think by 8 p.m. it's going to be, like, almost dark?
They're going to bring a couple lights.
Yeah, I just wondered if they'd be better served to start a little earlier.
No, we can't because of street.
Okay.
Because of the bank. It shouldn't be too dark. I don't think we've switched time at that point.
We're moving, what, 3 minutes a day, something like that.
Yeah, it is getting dark earlier every night.
They seem to think it's fine.
Michael, can't come to an end yet.
No, we're not going to let anybody go to the bathroom while they're here.
Do you have picnic tables?
No, nothing. We're just going to do the play and close up.
What about the portable restrooms?
We don't need any.
Are you sure of that?
No.
Why would I
don't, you know, it's only an hour and a half production, so.
Are the ones I'll
be glad to ask for them and have a.
I think I would feel much more comfortable if they were immediately available, because otherwise, folks might have to, you know, go into all these businesses that are staying open later, which we've encouraged them to do that.
If you can get together with Jay,
I just think that if we're going to invite people to the town, might as well make it
to the bathroom.
Yeah, yes, that's the very minimum.
Okay.
Very minimum. Okay. Does anyone have any other questions for Michael regarding the performance of Romeo and Juliet on September 14th? And what is that, a Friday
night?
That's
the second Friday.
Second Friday, great.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the special request for Romeo and Juliet on September 14th.
All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Hall to approve the special event request for Romeo and Juliet from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Friday, September 14th. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, thank you. Next is our fourth request, our third, is for a special event, a new one for the town, the Berlin Bridal Show on Main Street on September 29th, which I believe is a Saturday from 9 until 5. Okay? And yes, come right up and introduce, even though, again, those people know who you are, to introduce yourselves, and we appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Kathy Walsh.
And I'm Jennifer Davis. We are co-owners of Bustle, the Bridal Boutique here in town.
Awesome. Okay. Now, could you tell us a little bit about how this happened and what you were hoping to happen?
Sure. This derived from the bridal stroll, which coincided with the opening of Bustle on June 8th. So we just grew that into this bridal expo in September, in hoping that we make Berlin a wedding destination. So we're hoping to have at least 25 wedding-related businesses from 10 to 4 on Main Street on Saturday, September 29th.
That's a wonderful idea.
Thank you.
And I know from all those meetings you had that you made it sound a lot simpler than it is. There have been a lot of hours, maybe more like days and days of work. But I do think it's a natural, and it can just come up with some good weather and get off to a good start.
Well, the Farmer's Almanac is predicting best day of the year.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good.
Now, the vendors, are you going to include, like, the local floors, the local
yes.
restaurants?
Yes. And then yes. Just yes. We're building around what we already have, so we're just kind of filling in the gaps. But primarily, it started with the business here on Main Street.
Is there a charge for the vendors?
Yes, it's a $125 fee.
And that's helping
whether they're in town or out of town, it doesn't
yes.
matter?
Yes.
And that's helping pay for advertising and promotion and all that?
Yes.
You're going to need porta potties. Yeah. Now, just a little bit longer than an hour and a half.
Right. So we are not requesting porta potties. We're hoping that the people that are in town for the day will be going to the local restaurants and eating lunch, and they won't need a porta potty.
What does the fee cover?
The fee covers the a 10x10 table, linens, and a sign, as well as a $5 fee.
And you're going to advertise the event?
Yes, and it includes advertising as well.
And a website production, which is live right now.
Yep.
What is the website address?
It's berlinweddingevents.com.
There's not expected a profit made from the fee, is there?
No, not this year anyway.
Berlinweddingevents.com.
I tell you, it has, I think, a tremendous amount of potential, and between the historic setting, the notoriety or whatever you might want to call it, the runaway bride, that should certainly be a plus, and can build on that, and our proximity to the ocean and Assateague and all these other places and. I just think it has a tremendous amount of potential, and I hope it meets all your expectations. And it's something I imagine you probably need to do, at least thinking, two or three times so that people start to identify the two.
I think one of the neatest weddings I ever saw at the hotel, it was on Halloween, and everybody dressed up,
right.
And the brides were dressed as the bride and groom. But everybody was dressed up in Halloween. It was really neat.
Do you anticipate more or less outside vendors than local vendors?
It might be 50-50.
See, I guess I'm stupid, but I can't see why a shop that's right on Main Street would pay $125.
For a table.
A lot of them are. They're going to participate, but not.
But there's going to be so much going on outside on the streets. that I think it's in their best interest to be out there because people may not make it into their shop that day. And if they have a presence on Main Street saying, come to my booth, then I think that is in their best interest. But no, not everyone is.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah.
And some of them are paying the fee to support the event.
Right.
Mary Sexton is paying the fee. She's going to, because she just wants to help support
right.
the
board.
But she's not going to be out on Main Street
she
with
is.
Her jewelry.
I think she's weighing that decision.
Right.
Right now she's leaning toward being out on the street.
And there are shopkeepers that want to be directly in front of their shops. And I understand that. But they are paying the fee, and
we'll see how it rolls.
Yep. Good. I will point out both of these events, Romeo and Juliet, and this one have already been approved by State Highway. Not that that should
yeah, but that, we always depend on you getting all that squared away before we get here, so that we don't have to backtrack. Good. Okay. All right. Does anyone have any questions for either Jen or Kathy?
And Michael, who's the sponsor?
Main Street.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we approve the special event, the bridal show.
All righty. We have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the Berlin Bridal Show for Saturday, September 29th, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Yes.
The time has actually been changed.
Okay.
It's 10 to 4.
10 to 4, okay.
Did you request 9?
Oh, yes, is that for vendor setup and breakdown? Sorry.
All right, yeah. So, yeah, and then the breakdown. Yeah, because then once that's done, then the barriers come down and the traffic comes up. Okay, no problem. Hey, that's fine. Hey, it's all part of getting this all off the ground. Okay, so all in favor of approving the Berlin Bridal Show, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, you're off the. Often the best to both of you,
yeah,
and to all your partners as well as that are helping out.
Have all the vendor permits by the 24th.
Yeah. And I think you know everybody to call if in the meantime.
Perfect.
Between Michael and Tony and the chief and everybody.
Yeah, because it's not on here.
You won't be bashful, huh? Okay, thank you. Really?
It's not
all well.
It's not on the agenda.
Next, and item number 5 on our agenda is a request for a special Sunday alcohol permit for the Boggs Dish Room American Legion Post 123 for September 16th at the post for their annual district meeting.
Motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the special Sunday permit. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. The one-day Sunday permit is approved unanimously. Next is our next approval is for approval of the Berlin Fiddlers Convention on Friday, September 21st, and Saturday, September 22nd. Now, I guess what we need to do is to do this in three parts. After we hear the presentation, we need to take three separate votes. Do we on this particular because of the way okay just want to make sure before we went through all that okay and obviously to introduce yourself and
hi I'm Erin Collins executive director for the Chamber of Commerce
okay just go ahead and if you'll tell us what's happening this year
the Berlin Fiddlers Convention the 20th anniversary and we are looking for a permit to sell beer and wine for the Friday and Saturday from the event
okay. And that's so that the chamber itself can be the
makes
it money. Okay.
Yeah.
Can I add, you are requesting both Friday and Saturday?
We're actually sorry, I thought I read earlier that it was on here for Friday and Saturday, but they just did aside for just for Friday.
Just for Friday. Okay.
For
Fiddlers, so
yes.
It's listed correctly there.
Okay.
Okay.
So your request is just for Friday to sell.
Correct.
Okay.
Just
say
one day.
Okay, and it's basically the format of the music and the format of the overall Fiddlers Convention, pretty much what you've done in the past in recent years.
Correct. Yeah, they're keeping everything the same.
Okay. Okay. So hopefully we can have the same good weather.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Is this
and this is 4 to 6. Is that right? I mean 6 to 10. 6 to 10.
Yes.
Is this the one where a place is going to be roped off and you're going to have a beer garden or something?
From my understanding, yes. And what we did, I wasn't sure if they did it last year, but that's what they wanted to do is rope it off so they can contain it with sales. And that's what you guys are requesting?
No, this is the change that we've been requesting, is just to have a very small area for the actual dispensing of the beer. If council then agrees to suspend the open container, then they would be able to leave the area.
And then
in the first couple that we did, they wanted a bigger area, all needed to be fenced in. The liquor board had asked us in the future not to do it that way, to have a smaller area.
It actually caused confusion because people, let's say, and we'll give as an example, one spouse might go to get a draft beer, the other spouse gets wine right literally a few feet away, but they can't stand and share the drink because of this big area. Hmm. So what the Liquor License Commission suggested was that we have, what they're concerned about is making sure that underage people don't get served, and we don't want that to happen.
No.
So their main concern is to make sure that there's good control of the serving area, and that actually made it easier for the volunteers and for the chamber and everybody when we switched up. And then when people, you know, where they finished, as long people didn't wander all over, they kind of people like to be with other people, you know, they didn't wander all over town, they stayed pretty much right in the same little area.
And we have the vinyl fencing that the town puts up for this that is within the constraints of what they had asked us. Yeah. For a size wise,
it looks nice. It doesn't look like we're doing stormwater management in the middle of Main Street.
Okay, so we're asked right now to approve the chamber's special request for 6 to 10 on Friday.
Correct.
That's correct.
But then we're going to go down here and do something with the Globe. Now, is the Globe selling at the same time that the chamber's selling?
Globe is going to have 2 days, I think, Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, you'll be in competition with the chamber.
Yeah.
We're going to have a meeting to discuss between the three of us and the hotel how we can best proceed with all the sales of alcohol so everyone gets the bang for the buck. We're not out competing against each other.
Yeah, I kind of feel like we shouldn't be the umpires there. We should basically, you know, everybody knows everybody. Everybody's trying to make sure
everyone, you know, can get the best out of it.
Yeah, and I think here again, I just want to remind you, I know, and first of all, congratulations on your new position with the chamber as executive director. I think this is your first formal appearance before the mayor and council.
Right. I was just standing by that first time.
I've
just been thrown in.
Yeah. So, but we, you know, just want to wish you all the best. And again, just remind you, I know the license, the holders.
She's on standby. She wanted to make sure it was approved for you. It's going in the mail tomorrow.
Yeah, good. The main key thing to know, and it's worked out just fine at all the other events, is that we're relying on the sponsors and on the participants. By that, the people who come to enjoy the event to act responsibly.
Correct.
And so therefore, that's why we require each event to be approved event by event. It gives everybody incentive, and the key thing I think that works is everybody looks out for everyone. No one ends up with a problem. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, all these events have a wide diversity of age.
Yes.
I mean, toddlers to old timers, you know, and everybody seems to be having a great time. And I do think that two things. Let's face it, we're not talking about inexpensive beverages here. Mm-hmm. I think that makes a difference. I'll be very frank about it. If anybody proposes to have I can't see why that would make any sense financially, but I do think that automatically creates an atmosphere where you're not going to have a bunch of kids come in and want to party hardy.
Yeah.
And the other part of it is I think the age differential is a self-monitoring kind of situation where, you know, grandparent types and young people, everybody wants to be on their best behavior for each other. And you know, we just, as for Chief, as far as I know, we haven't had any incidents at all, have we?
Nothing, sir.
Other than people getting a little loud. Yeah, but that happens here, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, does anyone have any other questions for Aaron regarding this A section of item number 6 on the agenda?
Make a motion to approve the sale of beer and wine by the Berlin Chamber of Commerce for Friday, September 21st.
Okay.
From 6 to 10.
From 6 to 10.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that's good. And make sure that's in the minutes as well. All right. We have a motion by Councilmember Purnell to approve the sale of beer and wine by the Berlin Chamber of Commerce for the Fiddler's Convention on Friday evening only from September 21st from 6 to 10 p.m. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Opposed.
Okay. But motion passes 4-1. Alrighty. Next is request for approval of special one-day permit for the Berlin Chamber of Commerce for Fiddler's Convention. This, explain to me what the difference is.
This, the liquor license board requires that it would stand approval that we're approving their application for the license.
Okay, so basically we're approving what we just approved.
Yes.
Okay, do we have a motion? Whatever we gotta do, you know. So we do have a motion.
And where are we suspending the open container?
It's coming up.
And we haven't gotten there yet.
Haven't done that
okay.
Yet.
Okay, just try to keep on writing a sheet of paper here.
Okay, do we have a motion to approve the special one-day permit? As we did
so moved.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Purnell to approve the special one-day permit for the Berlin Chamber of Commerce on September 21st. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed say no.
Opposed.
Okay. Already
Dave,
motion passes
for the,
four,
the event.
4-1.
Yeah, Dave, in the future, can we just combine A and B? And yes. Is there a reason we need to have this?
No, there's not.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought that was just
trying to keep me straight, aren't you?
I thought that was just for the event, is what we were approving in that.
Well, can we do that on the next when we get to Rocktober and Oktoberfest? Can we combine those?
We can.
Okay, as long as it's the right way to do it. All right, now we're up to item C under Fiddler's Convention, which is a special event exception for consumption of alcohol for the Berlin Fiddler's Convention on Friday, September 21st, and Saturday, September 22nd. And Michael, what would this be most similar to?
We did this at the last year's New Year's Eve celebration, and we also did it for the Jazz and Blues.
Okay, so the same as Jazz and Blues in May.
And May Day.
And May Day, yeah.
So we've done it three times. And it's,
same parameters?
Yeah. So we mark everything pretty heavily with signage, barricades, and I think it's helped the police patrol the area and keep an eye on things, and it's helped the sellers of the alcohol to keep an eye on things. It's made it pretty easy a flow of traffic and things. Foot traffic.
Okay. All right. Does anyone have any questions related to this? I suppose they would be directed to either.
This deals with 2 days.
Yes.
And what are the hours?
Does anyone?
6 to 10 on Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
Is this the open container thing?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now at this point, we've approved something for Saturday, but we haven't given anybody other than the hotel, because they already have
that built into their license.
Into their license.
That's correct.
So, right at this point, if we don't go any farther, there's nobody selling beer and wine on Saturday except the hotel.
That's correct, but we have another agenda.
More to come.
Number 7 is the vote going to be
right.
Closed.
Okay. Again, I'm just trying to get the phone
behind. That's right. We just want to make sure that everything's going through and everybody knows what's going on. And here again, we've had those three events. They've been different types of events, but with the same exact setup. And I don't see any need to reinvent the wheel until there's a reason to. I mean, you know, if the board, if the borders make sense, and borders and barriers, and the areas where people are being served from. I mean, the license commission thinks, you know, I can quite honestly think we're doing a very responsible job of doing these things.
If we recall the first time the council was asked to do this, it was on the recommendation of the chief, so that the enforcement part of it can be consistent and make sure that we're following the letter of the law with the open containers.
Yeah.
And there's not been any issues so far. And if anything, it's helped bring more people to town.
Well, I tell you, each one of the events have been very well attended.
That would be a chief for it. Yeah. There have been no issues with us, but then I think that chief is
I mean, I ask every time after every event, have there been any incidents? Has there been anybody arrested?
Yeah.
Never.
I'll make a motion to approve the special event exception for consumption of alcohol for Berlin Fiddler's Convention on Friday, September 21st and Saturday, September 22nd. Friday from 6 to 10 and Saturday from 10 to 6.
Okay, we have a motion.
Five. I thought we said five.
Five. I'm sorry.
On Saturday.
10 to 5, right? 10 to 5 on Saturday, right? Let me see if I can repeat this with the right times. We have a motion by Council Member Purnell for special event exception for consumption of alcohol for the Berlin Fiddler's Convention for Friday, September 21st from 6 p.m.
To
10 p.m. and for Saturday to 22nd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Opposed.
Okay. All righty. Thank you very much. The motion passes 4 to 1. Thank you again. Yes. All right. To introduce yourself, even though we all know who you are. And
I am Jennifer Gertie, the proprietor of the Globe at 12 Broad Street. I am here to ask permission to extend our license premise onto Broad Street for Friday, September 21st from 6 to 10, and Saturday, September 22nd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We would operate it the exact same way that we've done in the past, which was for New Year's Eve. Jasmine Buzbash. We're very lucky to have fencing provided by the town, if so approved, that we can request the use of. We have a structure that we roll right out into the street. We've operated it in a clean and safe way in the past, and that would be our intention in the future.
And I think it helps, too, that between what you all do and Public Works, I always check the very next morning, Sunday morning, to see if there's any evidence that anything happened.
There usually isn't any evidence about an hour and 30 minutes after.
Yeah. And that's something I just want to encourage everybody to keep pitching in, because you know, it shouldn't be, and it hasn't been the sole responsibility of Public Works, but you know, working together. I even had someone call me for New Year's Day. I'm going to guess around 9 o'clock in the morning. They said they went up at 6 o'clock in the morning because they were just ready to see a big mess. And so I went out and I found one bottle stuck behind a little piece of shrubbery and put it in the trash can. But so, you know, I really think that's another aspect of this, is that not just the behavior, but the follow-up by all the participants is very important.
For the record, I would say that I think for us, for our particular operation, it allows us to serve more people who are coming to town for these events. Our establishment is full with all of the events that we're doing lately, but this does afford us the ability to provide more service to more people who are coming to town for these events.
Yeah. And quite frankly, they don't have to stand in a big old long line. They stand in a short line and mingle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And does anyone have any questions for Jen?
I make a motion to approve the letter of support to the Globe, extension of the licensed premises to public property for sale of beer, wine, liquor for Berlin Fiddler Convention on Friday, September 21st and Saturday, September 22nd. The same hours as you stated.
Okay. All right. We have a motion by Council Member Purnell to approve the extension of license premise for sale of beer and wine for the Berlin Fiddler's Convention for the Globe Theater. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Opposed.
Okay, we have that 3-2 approval of the motion. That's right, that's right.
Mark it out.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Ready? Now you're back. Right.
We forgot to ask you before. I forgot to. You don't use any glass containers.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah. That obviously would be very important to everyone.
Yes.
Yeah. For safety purposes. All right. Now, if you would explain what you proposed to be doing with the Rocktober and Oktoberfest on Friday, October 12th and 13th.
For easy clarification, it's pretty much the same thing we want to do for Fiddlers. The right. Same setup, the same sales of everything.
All right, what is the subtle difference between Rocktober on Friday and Oktoberfest on Saturday?
My understanding is Rocktober is the same as October, except it's rock and roll, that drum instead of
more than the oompa-pa.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Do you have the time, Michael?
Yes, it's 5-9 for Rocktober and 11-7 for Oktoberfest.
It's what? I guess
11-7 for October.
For Friday.
Friday.
For Saturday.
Or Saturday.
Saturday.
5-9 for Friday.
Okay, it's a little.
This event was previously approved as an event. This, we're just backtracking and doing the alcohol sales now.
In January, we had asked council for the approval so that we could book the entertainment to make sure that we got a jump on it and got the entertainment in place.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, because you said there was a lot of competition,
and we were very happy that we have some very good entertainment lined up for both times.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions for Aaron regarding the either the Rocktober or Oktoberfest events proposed for October 12th and October 13th?
So we can just do B, David?
We can do A and B.
A and B together, which basically we're saying they can sell beer and wine. That's the bottom line.
Is the location the same in the...
Yes, it's going to be at the same location on Jefferson Street.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Make a motion to approve A and B, sale of beer and wine by the Berlin Chamber of Commerce, Friday, October 12th, Saturday, October 13th.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 All opposed?
Opposed.
Okay. Again, it's this time a 4-1 approval. And let the record show the motion was made by Councilmember Purnell. We're now at item 8C, motion to approve special event exception for the consumption of alcohol for Rocktober and Oktoberfest. So we're basically, you're being asked to make the exact same kind of decision that you were asked in item C about the Fiddler's Convention. And I just want to make sure, we're talking about the same setup in terms of where the barriers are, where the serving areas are, and the restrictions.
Yes, this is going to be the exception to the open container on for C Mayor for the times 5-9 on Friday, 11-7 on Saturday.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve number C, special event exception for consumption of alcohol for Rocktober and Oktoberfest, Friday, October 12th and Saturday, October 13th.
Alrighty, we have a motion by Councilmember Purnell to allow the exception for consumption of alcohol for these two events on October 12th and 13th. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed?
Opposed.
Okay, again, the motion passes 4-1. Thank you very much, and good luck with all of that. Yes. Yeah, you'll be a veteran by the time you get all those done. Yes, and good luck. Yeah. So, item number 9, We have a instant replay here from Jen DeWicke from The Globe. Okay. If you tell us what you would like from us.
I would request support and forward permission from the town to extend my license premise to Broad Street on Friday, October 12th from 5 to 9, and Saturday, October 13th from 11 to 7.
Okay, so again, this is truly almost an instant replay of what you asked before.
I think this says 11 to 6.
My letter says 11 to 6, you're right.
Okay.
And that, I would request permission throughout times of the event. That's appropriate.
Okay. And I think what we did, Michael, did we ask for the 7 because what we saw last year, just as the bands were getting finished, it was very difficult to get people. There were still lines. So we were asking just to go the 1 hour into 7 o'clock.
Okay, so you just amend this letter to 7.
Okay. Thank you.
And I do want to thank Jen to assist us with getting some quality bands. Jen is working with one of the ones that we're booking to have a through establishment that night, so it's allowing us to pay a lot less fee, knowing that they're going to go to Jen's right after that, so it certainly has helped the town.
I'd make them. Okay. Motion to approve letter of support to the Globe Theater for extension of license premise to public property for sale of beer, wine, and liquor for October and Oktoberfest on Friday, October 12th, Saturday, October 13th.
Okay. Councilmember Purnell has made the motion to approve the letter of support for the Globe Theater for the extension of license premise for October and Oktoberfest. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And extend that from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
11 to 7.
Okay, the list to good again.
11 to 7.
11 to 7 on Saturday.
Okay. Right.
Again, all in favor of the motion say aye.
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 All opposed?
Opposed.
Is that one or two?
Two.
Okay. So we now, again, the motion passes 3-2. All righty. And
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and good luck. Good luck with your both events.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Now we have a proposal from Davis, Bowen, and Friedel for a lift station, but as I understand it, the proposal was not quite ready, so we're going to table that until we'll be ready for the next meeting, you think, Tony?
Yes.
You think we'll be? Okay. So we're going to just table item 10 and put it back on the agenda in 2 weeks. Next is item number 11, discussion on the Broad Street sidewalks. Tony, if you can kind of bring everybody up to date, what's going on there?
I can, Mayor, and we have a motion I'll be passing down as I'm explaining. Had the pleasure of going last week to the State Highway Administration along with Mike Gibbons and Jane, and we met with the assistant district engineer and went to get an update on the future projects that the State Highway will be doing in Berlin. And we got some really good news on, they have three designs that they have completed. State Route 374 is a sidewalk project, and we're talking about existing sidewalks that will be the first one that they were going to be starting probably within the next month, and they will be making all the sidewalks ADA compliant.
That's William Street.
374 would be Broad Street.
Broad Street. Okay.
Broad Street is the first
okay.
one.
Broad Street. Okay.
They have a span between now and early spring that they're going to be working here in Ocean City, and we told them there's less people here, so you really should start in Berlin rather than Ocean
yeah,
City.
That makes sense.
But whatever they feel their schedule allows.
Right.
377 is the next one on the schedule, and that's going to be William Street, on the same side as Bank of Ocean City. They're going to be doing the same thing, making sure all the sidewalks are ADA compliant, and also going to be paving that after the sidewalk project is completed.
How far are they paving on William Street?
Did they say from? I don't think they gave us parameters. Did you guys know either one of those?
I think they gave
it this. Yeah, I think it was from 346.
At the intersection?
To the intersection.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So the whole street.
So everything.
So all.
Except the what?
Except the, yeah.
that little area that was repaved, patched up earlier.
Took care of it for us. And then the last project is going to be 818. And, you know, they're familiar that we're going to be working on 818. They're going to be working both sides. Are they going to do both sides of 818 or just one?
Both sides, make sure that you're 88 compliant, and they'll be paving from Cheers to, can I say Cheers to Lumberton?
Okay.
Wow.
So those are the three projects they gave us an update on.
From Cheers to where?
113, Boomers.
But back to Broad Street.
All the way through, all Main Street.
All Main Street.
From Cheers to 113.
Not from Cheers north, but.
No. Talking about, but Cheers back towards downtown?
On which side of the street?
They're going to repair, make both sides of the street ADA compliant with the sidewalks, but they're going to pave that.
Pave the whole thing.
The whole, both sides?
If there's sidewalks there, then they're.
Okay.
Where existing is, they're not putting in.
No, they're not putting in new, these are all making the existing sidewalks ADA compliant.
I mean, but you got some sidewalks on North Main Street between Cheers and.
They're crumbling.
That are, yeah.
They're crumbling.
Yeah.
It's all scaled.
And I think that's.
I don't know how you make them ADA compliant.
Well, they would probably be taken away, they're going to be a 5-foot wide sidewalk. So if they have to take out existing sidewalk, that's what they're going to do. They're not adding any new, they're going to replace existing. We don't have the parameters of if they're replacing every single block or if they're going.
But obviously the ones that are.
Obviously, there's a lot that aren't 5 feet, if you go along there, they're a very narrow sidewalk. So we've went to get an update, and then at the same time, we gave them the information on the Broad Street sidewalk project that the town had bid, and we had talked briefly about at the last meeting. They had offered, and we were very welcome to receive that they will provide 50% financing for the Broad Street sidewalk project. That bid originally came in at $135,000. That we were using impact fees. We met with the contractor and were able to reduce a few items on there to bring it to $100,000. So the project will cost the town $50,000, which we would use the impact fee. So it would be our recommendation to award it to Goody Hill to do the, from the railroads, that small section on either side, and then where the existing sidewalks end to Esham.
Now, isn't 50,000, if I can remember that correctly, what we originally estimated?
It was around 50 to 60,000.
Okay, so we're back to where we started, but with.
We're getting less sidewalk. Mm-hmm. Now, we had originally wanted to go to Ann. Because of the stormwater issues and the use of pervious concrete, that has made the project much more expensive than we first anticipated.
But is the design now done all the way to Ann?
No, we actually stopped the design at Esham.
Okay.
It would be our recommendation to go in a different direction for the rest of the design work. This design took a long time.
I agree.
Okay.
I can't remember. How many contractors did you have this?
Just one on the construction project. We
just
had
one.
Three attended or were interested at the pre-bid. Because it's a specialty of using pervious concrete, not a lot of companies around here have been using it. The original engineer's estimate was $145,000, so we're very satisfied when it came at $135,000 that it was $10,000 under the engineer's estimate. And now that we got it down to $100,000, we're $45,000 less than what the engineer had projected this project to be.
So has Goody Hill worked for the town before?
Yes, Jane has had experience with them.
Yes, just recently they did the water and sewer tap on North Main Street for a new residential home that's going to be going in there. It was state highway. They were in and out. They did a great job. They've also done some other projects for us.
They got a good reputation.
Help me out. Pervious means that water goes through it.
That's correct.
So we've got concrete with holes in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This was required because of the stormwater approval that we had to get, and this was the calculations were made possible by using that concrete.
I have a question about the And Drive matter, because I've had some questions, because everybody thought, you know, wow, we're getting a sidewalk all the way to Ann. And my bread man is telling me, you know, we got four houses here. I'm like, you have a serious stormwater issue, which, by the way, that water's moving there now.
But they're still not done there. Got to fix it.
But I mean, it's a big improvement down there.
And we have an improvement, I think, next Wednesday, and that one drain real close to that area where you're talking about.
But it's nothing like it was. But then, you know, they want to know why we can't go four more houses with a sidewalk. And I told them
the main thing is
because of stormwater.
It's a stormwater.
But then they're like, but you fixed it.
There's still a calculation. As you know, that's probably the worst area. When we get a rain, we actually have to put the signs up for through traffic. It wasn't going to be as easy as just putting pervious concrete and being able to satisfy the stormwater.
Well, then when do we think any time in the future?
What I think is we can expect is when we get the report from the University of Maryland Finance Center, they were to address all the different areas, and obviously that was one of them.
That is one that we made sure that they were aware of.
And they got a lot of neighborhood participation and input. So it'll be very interesting to see where they suggest. I mean, obviously we do have discretion to change the priorities, but one of the things we asked them to do was to prioritize the list because they have the expertise. But what will be critical is if the public supports the idea of the stormwater management fee, that whole process will be accelerated by many years. So people are going to have to decide, you know, and we're not talking, I don't think, anything very substantial here, but I think people throughout the community have to decide if they really, truly, they've told us for years, fix the stormwater. Now, obviously, we can't fix it with magic. It takes money. If we are given the authority by the people to establish a stormwater utility, we can then systematically improve these problems. And in this case, if we fix the stormwater problem, the sidewalks will become part of the solution. But you just can't build a sidewalk,
exactly,
from what I'm told, because what we'd be doing is building a dam.
Exactly.
And just making the water deeper.
When you look at the way people's yards are from the railroad to Esham, you know, you got people with bluffs and hills.
Yeah.
You got people that are like...
Just the opposite. It's
you got
opposite.
The water, you know, it's a lot of different areas
and obviously
it's gonna be a lot of work.
Yeah, it will. But I think the thing is, I think we're going to find that, again, just based on limited knowledge, that we'll have to apply different engineering solutions to each of these areas because they each have their own unique.
Well, I've told them we haven't forgot. You know. We haven't forgot about them.
Oh no, definitely. I think you know, rather we're right now what we have been doing for 2 years is where there's been a true emergency, we've tried to fix something with the limited funds we have. But if we're going to systematically make the entire town sustainable in terms of its stormwater management, to end flooding, except in extreme circumstances, and again, by flooding, I mean not just right after rainfall and you've got half hour, an hour, that's the real world, but where you have water standing for hours or days, that should...
But what we've done now is definitely going to make that less expensive.
Absolutely.
To do, you know,
absolutely.
The correction already.
I would say it's, you know, cut that cost by at least 40%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it will make it more affordable when we have to go down the road. And another thing we don't know, but we'll find as we go, I think what we'll try, just like everything else we do, we're going to seek every grant we can. And sometimes those grants might come through transportation, sometimes those grants might come through an environmental aspect, and sometimes there won't be any. And, you know, so, but the key thing is, each situation is going to be, sort of custom made for the problem. But I would encourage those people to support the stormwater utility because it'll make it a reality much quicker.
Exactly.
And give us the means to get the problem solved.
The biggest advantage we had, Mayor, on this is council and mayor's foresight of having the design work done, being able to sit there with State Highway, knowing that the design work was completed. State Highway had to approve it.
It made the availability of getting $50,000 much more. If we would have waited for State Highway to design this, we would still be waiting for sidewalks at this point.
Well, we'd be in that long line to Alaska.
It is. By having the design and us willing to contribute something to it, put us way ahead of any other projects.
Now this project started at $145,000 with the estimate.
With the engineer's estimate.
And then it went to $135,000. And then it went to $100,000. Mm-hmm. And now it's down to $50,000.
Correct.
Good work.
And another savings, with Mike Gibbons, we were going to need an inspector on site, and this is something that the State Highway requires because it is on their highways. We sought proposals, and they were around $10,000. Mike, with his expertise, said that he can do the inspection. So, you know, he's saving the town another $10,000 by doing the inspection on this.
There you go.
Very nice.
So
very
you're gonna make this motion?
I'd love to. What was the cost of the design work? In the 40s?
30.
I don't know for sure, but between 30 and 40. I can get that to you, and I'll send the email.
That was my record.
It was around 35, 36.
It was too much, but it had to be. We were limited on the people that bid on it.
Correct.
And it had to meet state specs and all that good stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it's paid off. I did it what you said.
I'd like to make the motion to go ahead and approve the bid with Liddy Hill as amended, and the contingency we're going to come up with $50,000 of the $100,000.
We're going to need to pay it first. It's a reimbursement.
Okay,
but so they've already sent me a draft memorandum that lays out what they're committing. So. It would be a lump sum award to Goody Hill from the town, and then we'll send the paid invoices to the State Highway for reimbursement.
Okay. Good. All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Purnell to approve the awarding of a contract to Goody Hill for a total of $100,000. That would be taken from the town's impact fees for the Broad Street sidewalk improvements. That basically go from the railroad track to Esham Drive. All in favor, say
and
aye.
$50,000 of that will be reimbursed.
Yeah.
After.
Yes, and that's as far as the contract part. Because I have a question I want to ask the council after we do this. Did you get it? Okay, so all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Okay, my question is simply this. Since we're taking $100,000 from the impact fees, when we get reimbursed,
it goes back to
the impact fees so we can use it for something else.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I just wanted to ask because
don't you be shuffling that somewhere else?
No.
I think you guys have done a fantastic job.
Absolutely.
Figuring out how to get this whole thing done. It looked pretty bleak here.
Because we left here 2 weeks ago thinking it was off the table.
And we said let's explore what our options were.
Yeah, very good work. Great job.
Yep.
Great job.
And thank you. Thank you for everybody who worked on that. And brought that back to life. Okay. Now this is sort of finishing up some work that we started did the last time.
Yep.
And we have a Council Member Purnell is going to recusing himself from any discussion and decision making on this.
As a councilman.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Representing. Purnell Crossing South.
You got it. Crossing South and Winnieway Pond. Last time I came in front of the council was to request the dedication of the roadway, but in the deed it neglected a part of the roadway that was included in the bond and everything else, and that was the tract E. It's a stretch that goes in front of the hospice. All the work's been done, bonded, everything's been approved, released, but the deed had a mistake in it, so it has to come back here again to fill the modification.
That's a graded area on the map.
It's a graded area that extends past the track C there. It goes into
the Duke of Rhode Island deed was presented to you all last time.
And just, and this has nothing to do with the transfer, but in the orientation here of this map, where is Coastal Hospice? Where do they expect?
As you look there, see the track B, mm-hmm. right hand side, that's it, that entire piece right there.
Okay.
That is the hospice site.
Very good.